Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roosh at WCUCI in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor, WRMJ in Aledo. And we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And as of late, Jim, we've had a number of area teams play games at Ashford University Field. That is the home of the Clinton Lumber Kings, a Class A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. And, you know, last week it was the Fulton Steamers playing over there. Recently it was Rock Ridge and Morrison. Before that, I know Comanche had played a game down there as well. That's kind of an interesting environment to play high school football in and kind of a neat opportunity for the players. What are your thoughts on those neutral site games like that?
I love the idea, and not only for football but other sports. I know the Clinton Lumber Kings, they've had a pretty good relationship with area schools during the spring where baseball teams in the Three Rivers Conference have played there. And I like the unique setting of, you know, the football games there. I know Coach Lohr was saying, you know, what a fun environment it was to, you know, kind of play on that baseball infield at Clinton last week when Fulton took on Riverdale. And this weekend, I know Rock Ridge is playing Morrison, and I think the kids from Rock Ridge are excited about the opportunity. You know, my big issue with football, you know, I keep saying, you know, you got to promote the sport more, got to promote the sport more. We're worried about these participation numbers. And I told you off the air, you know, I like the concept even where I wish some of our area schools would start examining this kind of football jamboree philosophy. I know in our area, we have a couple of facilities that I think could serve host to a football jamboree because they have the artificial turf. I'm talking about Monmouth College, or I'm talking about Augustana College. And by a football jamboree, we're purely talking about maybe hosting three area games on a Saturday afternoon or a late Saturday morning into you know, early Saturday evening, where you get a number of local schools playing and all the fans can come to that venue and see multiple games. It promotes the sport. Now, the issue is you give up a home game, or at least three of the schools, for example, would give up a home game if there are three games that day. But I think this is something where it promotes the sport, and maybe there could be some legs to this. What do you think?
I think it sounds like a wonderful idea. And up here, you'd have to look a little bit further probably for locations, but I would think maybe a Freeport High School would be a good opportunity to investigate as a location. And then I was telling you that up in Wisconsin in the southwestern corner, I know that the conference that some of the teams that are just outside of our listening area play in, like a Benton-Schulzberg and Darlington and some of those, they play like a jamboree up at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. First weekend of the year, they'll start like on a Saturday morning and play games all the way through the day. And it, you know, the coaches like it because it gives the fans a chance to get there. It gives them a chance to scout in one spot and really kind of gives your kids something to look forward to as far as opening the season.
And I think what's unique about our area specifically of Western Illinois, if you do this, you have the idea where maybe it's not three small school games taking place, but maybe you can get a small school game, a size school game, and a big school game, where you have, you know, three different cultures coming together on one day to play, you know, in a football jamboree type of setting. I think that's great promotion of the sport, and I continue to bang the drum for that.
Jim, I agree with it completely, and I think it ties in, and I know our conversation is ending, but I think it ties in with the fact that when it gets to be playoff time and you have a number of games in the area, if you tier those out as far as kickoff times and give fans a chance to see each of them, that would be wonderful as well. Anything to get more fans there and more exposure for high school athletics.
Yeah, and I'm even of agreement. We began our conversation talking about Ashford University Stadium, that's the home of the Clinton Lumber Kings, hosting football games there and hosting baseball games in the spring. And I really think I'd like to see that done here in the Quad Cities with the River Bandits to see if they could do something like that. I remember back in the days, in the CBA days at the former Mark of the Quad Cities, how they'd play high school games before some of those games, and I thought that was a special opportunity for the kids. Before we wrap up this morning, I did see the board minutes this week. They've upped the pitch count limit The regular season limit will remain 105 pitches in a game, but they've upped it to 10 pitches, upped it by 10 pitches to 115 in the postseason. What do you think of that? 10 pitches doesn't sound like a lot, but I think, you know, it will have an impact. But I still believe, my opinion is, I think they should do away with the pitch count limit in the postseason. Coaches know, you know, if a kid can go or not. But if you need a situation where you need one out, two outs, or an inning, I just wish they'd go away from the pitch count issue in the postseason. Keep it in the regular season, I think that's important, but the postseason's a little bit different. And the only reason I say that is I think we talk about, are the best teams going to state? And I say in baseball, not necessarily. It's the teams whose pitching aligns up, you know, perfectly with the schedule.
Right, I agree, and I wouldn't mind seeing that, you know, done away with as well in the postseason, because I think coaches, with the emphasis on it, will be careful not to overpitch somebody. And I think, yeah, sometimes it's like, okay, you might need them for one or two pitches. And, you know, the one negative side effect, I didn't like how teams were kind of like charting out there going, okay, now I know this kid can't pitch, so if he does, you know, we're going to have to file some sort of complaint or whatever. And it's like, really, does it come down to a clerical effort to win ball games?
Yep. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.